Welcome back to Chapter 7 in our study of Christian Beliefs, 20 Basics That Every Christian Should Know. Again, this is Wayne Grudem's work, and it's a summary and a reduction to a very digestible format of his systematic theology, which is widely spread and taught throughout most evangelical conservative seminaries in our country and around the world. So let's take a look at Chapter 7. What is man? Let's get an understanding of humanity that is in line with and reflects the very word of God. Grudem says, to begin with, if you want to know what is man, man is the pinnacle of God's creation. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have domain over it, over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's Genesis 1, 27 and 28. Here we hear God speaking the first blessing spoken that we hear in the Word of God. And it is to be fruitful and to multiply, that our blessing as humans is to do the work of God, to fulfill his will. Praise God. Grudem says, God did not create us because he was lacking or needing anything. Don't make that mistake. Isaiah 43:7 says, everyone who is called by my name, I created for my glory. Everyone who was created, says God, for his glory. To give glory means to give him great honor and praise. Your reason for existence is to give God glory, to lift up praises and help others to do the same. You see, we're flat out created for God's glory. And again, if this is not understood, if we don't have this basic understanding of human life, all of human life, yours, mine, all of us. If we don't understand we were created for God's glory, we're going to be off track right from the very beginning. Grudem says, our ultimate goal in life should be to live for God's glory. Giving God glory will give our lives purpose and meaning. That's where the substance of meaning and satisfaction can be found. It'll give us joy in our life, and that's what we all long for. It's that sense of joy and purpose. We'll find this place in Christ, says John 10:10. One of the ways that we glorify God is literally by enjoying him. Psalm 16:11 makes this clear, that you and I can bring God glory by enjoying him from the very depths of our being. We've been created also as man in humanity in God's image. Genesis 1:27, again, part of our uniqueness comes from the fact that we are the only part of God's creation that was made in the image of God. That's not our opinion. That's God who's saying that. We were made to be like him. Therefore, the more we understand about God, the more we can understand about ourselves. The greater the depths of our understanding of God, the greater the depths of understanding we have for ourselves and other humans. Amen. We are moral creatures. We were created with an innate sense of right and wrong. This is a reflection of God's perfect right and wrong. That inner core, God has given us a sense of right and wrong that is aligned with his standard of right and wrong. Our spirit is a reflection of God's nature, and it allows us to relate to him on a personal basis. Again, being made in his image allows us an alignment, a connection that none of the rest of creation can or will ever know. Our ability to relate to others, as well as our desire for community and fellowship, is a reflection of God's perfect community within the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That triune oneness, it's the center of our need and our sense of and value for community. See, we are like him. We were made in his image. Sadly, because of sin, God's image in us is partly distorted. We've been broken by sin. And so while we have his image in us, we also have a sinful nature. Likeness defiled by sin doesn't look like everything it's supposed to. Sin distorts, clouds, and hinders. Sin distorts, clouds, and hinders. Even though we're made in his image, we don't often look a whole lot like him when the world has taken over and filled us. When we are blending into the world as his creatures, we don't look a whole lot like our Creator. But praise God, when the Christian and the Christian family lives in Christ, loves like Christ, lives for Christ, now as the created Christians, we begin to look a whole lot more like our Creator, our Christ, and our King. God redeems his children through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus so that they can be conformed to the image of God. This is why Jesus came and died, not just to rescue us, but to empower our conforming into a greater likeness of Christ. That's Romans 8:29. Oh, friend, I pray that you understand this. There's so much more here than just a history of humanity. It's an understanding of who we are. See, Christians have become a new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of the Creator. That's Colossians 3:10. We're being transformed into Christ's image from one degree to another. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. And at the end of time, all of God's children will become like his Son. That's 1 Corinthians 15:49. We have a promise. It's also told to us from God in his word, that those that he's begun a work in, he will complete. Praise God. Because of Jesus, we will eventually be changed to reflect God's image as we were ultimately intended to do. We will be brought home to heaven, and in our eternal state, the sin will be gone, the old nature will be over, and we will be all that we were created to be. Amen. To the glory of God and as the epitome of his grace and gospel. Now, we carry responsibilities as creatures that were made in God's image. Grudem tells us we were made to be his representatives on earth. My favorite definition of a Christian, per 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are ambassadors of Christ. We have the tremendous privilege and responsibility to be God's ambassadors, his representatives here on earth. God has, through us, placed images of himself across the world. Think about that. The church and individual Christians that make up the church are the reflections of Almighty God sprinkled all around the world. That if you are a biblical Christian, you are his ambassador right where you live. That you are an ambassador of heaven. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are a representative of Almighty God. That's an important thing to know. And if it is you, that's good news. Amen. God desires that his image will fill the earth. We're to fill the earth as believers. Genesis 1:28. In Genesis 1:28, God goes on and he commands, as a king telling his representatives, that we are to care for his kingdom in a way that honors him. We're to care for his kingdom in a way that honors him. Although we are free to take from the abundance of God's earth, we are to do so in a way that demonstrates care and respect for all that our Creator has created. That's to include the physical world and, more importantly, the people that were made in his image that fill it. As God's image bearers, as ambassadors of the King, we have the awesome responsibility and privilege to help restore his people and his land to the way that he meant it to be. Last thought here on man. Per Grudem, we have great hope and respect for all people. We have great hope and respect for all people. They have the potential to return to the beauty of Jesus Christ and the image of the invisible God. That's Colossians 1:15. See, friends, every person you and I meet, they're either a brother or sister in Christ, or at least a potential brother or sister in Christ. For we've all been made in the image of God. May we share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we live out his graces and champion his glory, praying that there will be others who will join us that want to give God glory through the adoption process into his family. May you and I together seek to enjoy God by bringing him glory, by finding and then growing more glorifiers. Amen and amen.